This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your Q&N update. Tasmanian gay rights activists have welcomed the state government's tabling of legislation to erase the criminal records of men convicted for gay sex. Tasmania's laws criminalising gay sex were the last to be repealed in Australia 20 years ago. Tasmanian gay and lesbian rights lobby spokesperson Rodney Croom said, "Sex between men should never have been a crime, and I welcome the state government's decision to erase the stigma of criminality that still casts a shadow over the lives of many Tasmanians." And the Victorian government has announced the first round of its community grants for organisations and individuals to improve the health, well-being and resilience of the LGBTI community. The grants are collectively worth $900,000 and were announced by Minister for Equality Martin Foley. Rainbow Families Victoria will receive a major $130,000 to help grow their organisation and volunteer base, which provides support to LGBTI parents, co-parents, carers and their children in Victoria. Green Cross Pharmacy has worked with Australian PrEP activist Rodney Ellis to relaunch its direct service and substantially reduce the cost of PrEP accessed online. Based overseas, the pharmacy supplies medication to patients in Australia and several other countries. The relaunched service includes a coupon scheme funded by sales of PrEP that will continue to provide PrEP free for those who need it most. Non-binary and gender-diverse students receiving youth allowance may have been warned their payments will be cut off due to Centrelink's system only allowing for binary genders. Students have reported the problem occurs when university enrollment forms, which commonly provide a third or other gender field, come up against the Centrelink internal system that only allows for male or female. Centrelink's website tells gender-diverse applicants that they can only be recorded as male or female, with a note on their record the only possible option for a non-binary gender. An Australian singer Troye Sivan has become the youngest person to accept the Stephen Kolzak Award at the recent GLAAD Awards for his work towards eliminating homophobia. In his acceptance speech, Sivan paid tribute to the activists who have been working in the community throughout history to challenge homophobia and to fight for LGBTI rights. He dedicated the award to early activists, including Stonewall Riots veteran Marsha P. Johnson. And singer Barry Manilow has finally revealed that he's gay and broken his silence on his 40-year relationship with manager Gary Keefe. The 73-year-old said he'd kept the secret for so long as a means to avoid disappointing his fans. Manilow and Keefe were reportedly married in 2014 in a private ceremony in their Palm Springs home, a ceremony that was so secret, news of the wedding didn't surface until a year later. That was your Q&N news update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Premier League football fans in Middlesbrough have started the club's first LGBT supporters group. The Rainbow Reds are the 13th queer supporters group to be recognised by Major League Soccer, joining teams like Chelsea, Arsenal and Liverpool. The supporters say they wanted to make a group where LGBT fans can feel comfortable at the football. The NBA and NCAA say that North Carolina could be eligible to host future sporting events after the state partially repealed its anti-trans bathroom bill. Even though the new HB 142 law will let local districts decide if LGBT discrimination is allowed, the NCAA and NBA say that the championships and All-Star game will be conducted in a non-discriminatory environment. The move has angered LGBT activists, but the groups have warned that all future hosts will have to prove student athletes and fans will be protected during the games. The Sydney Stingers have won back-to-back gold in the men's Sydney Metro 6th grade grand final. Despite a strong performance from Des Moines, the Stingers took the water polo gold in rides 7-2. On the back of this win and increased membership, the club will now enter a team in the 5th division for the first time this winter. And finally, professional netball player Laura Klemscher has come out hoping to raise awareness about homophobia in sport. The Queensland Firebird says she's never faced anti-gay slurs on the court herself, but has written an article about others' experiences for the Caboolture News. Klemscher says out Collingwood netball star Ash Brazil gave her the confidence to come out to her teammates and coaches, and she hopes to inspire others to do the same. With the Q&N Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The Q&N team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Q&N. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to the team at Q&N. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the Q&N podcast, available at joy.org.au/Q&N. Or you can follow Q&N on Twitter, @QNN Australia.
@QNN Australia. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.